This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Since the 2016 election, kindergarten teacher Janet Dijogo has felt alarmed by the rise of xenophobic and racist sentiment in this country. But it's something she's no stranger to. At 5 years old, she was one of 120,000 Japanese Americans sent to incarceration camps in the midst of the Second World War. Last year, KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma went to visit her in her classroom in Marin County to hear how her early years of being imprisoned shaped her as an educator.
This is a story about one of my very first teachers, the one that taught me how to tie my shoes and how to read my first book. Me, I'm just one of hundreds of kids who've passed through her kindergarten classroom.
My name is Janet Dijogo. I have taught for 55 years.
There's a really special way in which Mrs. Dijogo talks to kids, with a candor you don't often hear from adults.
I don't feel respected. So can you give me respect?
Spend a morning in her classroom, and you can see her years of experience shine through. What you might not be able to tell, though, is that she herself never attended kindergarten. And that's because when Mrs. Dijogo was 5, the same age as her students, she and her whole family were forced from their home and incarcerated. Before World War II, Mrs. Dijogo's parents were sugar pea farmers in Pescadero.
My mother wanted to be a teacher, but she couldn't be a teacher because there was racial prejudice that at work. And so she went back and then she married to a farm and then she married my father, who was also a farmer.
She still remembers. After Pearl Harbor, the military police banged on her family's door and searched the house.
I was so frightened that I sat on the bed and I remember digging my fingernails into my legs so that I wouldn't scream. And for some reason in my mind, I knew I had to be quiet. What I know now as an adult is that's really trauma for a young child.
Eventually, Mrs. Dijogo and her family were sent to the Tanforan Assembly Center. It was an old horse racetrack in San Bruno that held over 7,000 Japanese Americans. From there, the family was sent to the Topaz Incarceration Camp in Utah.
All I remember is the tar paper barracks and the sandstorms and walking and getting lost in the sandstorm because it was blowing so hard you couldn't see the buildings, and just standing there and crying on my way home from school and just wetting my pants because I didn't know what to do.
She lived at that camp for 3 years.
I was scared most of the time. Knowing there was something all of a sudden in your five-year-old world that was very wrong.
And she still carries some of that fear.
If there is a knock at my door, like yesterday the plumber was coming, knock, knock, there is an instant of fear that I feel every single time I open a door.
No one ever talked about what was happening, so Mrs. Dijogo grew up thinking that everyone went to camp. That was until she was a sophomore at UC Berkeley, when she came across an article on Japanese incarceration camps.
I came home from college and I said, Mom, you didn't tell us why we were in camp, you know, that was an outrage. And she said, it doesn't do any good to leave a legacy of hatred. I wish they had told me, you know, why I was scared, because I carried that sense of fear and the tongue-tiedness that happened to me. I think I would have understood it and been able to work with it instead of waiting until I was, you know, a teacher already.
As an adult, she developed tools to deal with her feelings, like practicing Aikido.
Okay, so your back is straight. We're going to do a 1 minute sitting. And you're just going to concentrate on your own center.
And she brings what she's learned into the classroom, teaching kids mindfulness in a period called energy time.
Eyes open, and we're going to bow out from here. How peaceful it is now. You can choose to keep that peace with you all day. It's a challenge.
She also talks openly about her time in the camp with older students at her school. I asked her, what do you tell them?
Just that I was in prison.
She knows they're capable of empathy.
And I say, if I cry and I get emotional, you start to breathe. And you just be there with me.
Mrs. Dijogo should have been in kindergarten when she was 5 years old. It's no coincidence that this is the grade she teaches.
It was my karma that I ended up being in kindergarten. And I'm very aware of how sensitive those children are because I was that young girl. You know, I was that little girl.
Lately, she's felt more urgency in telling her story. The recent rise in anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant rhetoric raises red flags for her.
And I think I've already been to prison once. I don't want it to happen to anybody in my lifetime again. But it's happening anyway. You know, and I can't but help think about refugees and all the young children that are throughout the world that are frightened.
Mrs. Dijogo was thinking of retiring. After all, she's in her 80s, and she's been teaching for more than half a century. But after the election,
this little voice said, you just keep teaching kindergarten another year because that's where you can practice. I mean, because I understand the darkness and I feel it myself.
She works hard to create a classroom that's both honest and protective, where everyone feels welcome.
And it's not the way another teacher might do it, but that's sort of foundational to what I'm trying to present, or a space I'm trying to create for the children that has nothing to do with really curriculum.
What I know now about being in her class was that she was showing us all along how to be compassionate, how to keep each other and ourselves safe. It's a lesson she hopes we all pass on. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Kingsley-Mott.